This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. NPR and Colorado Public Radio have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration for planning cuts to federal funding. The broadcasters claim that an executive order aimed at NPR and PBS funding is retaliation for news coverage the administration views as biased. The retaliation is in violation of the First Amendment, according to the lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. this morning. In a joint statement, the three Colorado stations that joined NPR in the lawsuit wrote, quote, "This is not about politics, it is about principle." A Minnesota man is challenging Colorado's medical aid in dying law that requires patients to be Colorado residents. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The 55-year-old from Woodbury, Minnesota, has stage 4 intestinal cancer and says it's incurable and terminal. He says he wants to be able to take advantage of Colorado's law should his suffering become unbearable. Colorado allows patients with a terminal diagnosis and less than 6 months to live to receive a lethal prescription that they must be able to take themselves. The federal lawsuit says the state's residency restriction is unconstitutional. Last year, Colorado updated the law, and some backers wanted to expand it to non-residents. But that idea ran into too much opposition from the medical and disability communities. One concern was that patients seeking the medication wouldn't have a close relationship with the physicians prescribing it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans can expect dry, hotter than normal temperatures. That's according to new federal forecasts released. Experts say drought conditions in Colorado will likely continue, particularly on the western slope. Mountain snowpack melted quickly across the state this spring, which means that river basins will likely have less water available in the summer than normal. This is CPR News and KRCC.